I would love to invite the congregation to be seated and invite the children to come on forward. Here they come.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy all of you morning. Hi. Come on in. Yes. Happy Easter.
Are you all ready for a really wonderful day? You're all dressed so stiff and nice. Look at that. All of the... I like this. All right.
Now, today we celebrate Jesus. And we celebrate the love of God in Jesus.
What?
Yes.
We're going to talk about that. Yes. So. My sister once gave me a plaque that said, I asked Jesus how much he loved me. And he said, this much. And he stretched out his arms and he died. One of my favorites, right?
There we are. He stretched out his arms and Jesus died. That's how much he loves us.
But if you think about it, when someone dies, we get sad, don't we? Right? When it's, you know, someone in our family or someone that we know, or even if it's a pet, we get sad. And so, yes, that's okay. That's exactly all right. It's okay. All right.
And so to know that Jesus loves us that much, but that just makes us sad. Are we sad today?
No, we're not.
Because, right? While we understand that Jesus loves us so much that he died for us, if we ask Jesus, how much do you love me again? If we just said, how much, Jesus? Because the dying thing makes sad. Jesus would say, this much.
And show us his empty.
See, for me, the crucifixion is only half. The fact that Jesus died is only half.
This, the other half, the empty tomb.
Because Jesus didn't stay dead. Jesus rose from the dead so that his death isn't always, and that our death always rose dead, because that's how much love all is rose, so that you joy every.
I like Jesus. Are we ready to pray? Let's be ready to pray. Here we are.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for loving us so much that you were willing to die. But more than that, we thank you for loving us so much that you rose again, so that all of that love from God pours down on us.
We thank for this day, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great day. Have a great day.